We have reconvened the special county council meeting on Thursday, March 26th. It is now 7:04. We do have the entire common council here, so we will continue on with item B, citizens' comment period. Any citizen wishing to speak on any subject, please come forward, give us your name and address for the record. Any citizen wishing to speak? Mr. Lewandowski.
Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West Winston Way. I just can't quite understand why the city is spending so much time on this issue of Kayla Crew. First of all, I've been up here before, and I've asked you people not to use that property on Loomis Road several times. And in fact, I did it at the DPW one time at the meeting. That's ridiculous. Now we're going through, what, five other issues, parks? Three of those are owned by the county. I wish you would just drop this thing, because it's ridiculous for somebody to be putting all this time in. I feel that if we're going to honor somebody, and I just mentioned to somebody else that we have people that, Don Shore, he served in the military 3 years without a leave of absence because he was on Aniwetak, and he took six nuclear blasts. And I think if we're going to name parks, we should name it after somebody like that. He later died of nuclear cancer of the lung. He never received any issues. And at one time, we were going to name Fitzsimmons Woods for Don Shore. And he is the husband of Alderman Marge Short. So I wish we would consider people like that when we name parks. I mean, he gave his life. And even Tom Kaiser flew 30 missions over Germany. And we should honor people like that. Not someone, little girl.
Thank you, Mr. Lewandowski. Anyone else? Mr. Potts.
My name is Dave Potts. I reside at 3700 West Maple Crest Drive in Franklin, Wisconsin. Franklin Woods is in my backyard. I can see the shelter. I have a clear shot, clear view of the park and playground equipment and stuff. I've been a member of the Parks Commission now for over 20 years. Parks Commission has always been kind of a second thought for a lot of years. In my early tenure on the Parks Commission, it seemed that the Parks Commission was a place to have developers dump outlots and stuff for us to figure out what we're going to do with them next. Okay, but we have made progress as a Parks Commission, and we have some very, very good parks as a result of it. I worked with the Jack Workman Park when we were going through quite a bit of angst with neighbors because it's never in my backyard. And quite frankly, it was a pretty bitter battle. You go and poll the neighbors right now, and you will not find a single one of them that has an issue with the park that we put in. You just had to fight through it for the common good of the citizens of the district and of the city. With that, this Kayla Crew project, which was brought to the Parks Commission after it was fully endorsed by you, Common Council, was deemed to be a worthwhile project on the part of the Parks Commission. And as such, we were asked to recommend or forward our opinions, which was a recommendation to proceed. We really didn't have much say in site selection, and a lot of activity has occurred, and I have witnessed some of it in recent park meetings. I'm going to tell you, I'm not too impressed with the Common Council as it currently operates. They see dissension. They see lack of independent thinking. They see personal agendas coming to the table. I see alignment by council people with other people's personal agendas. And I think it's got to stop. The Kayla Crew project can be a real win for the city of Franklin, but not if we're going to have internal bickering over personal agendas. So I'm asking you to go back to your oath of office, represent your constituents, and represent the interests of the city above personal agendas. You're independent thinkers. Let's think independently. Fleming Park, when that was brought up, and motioned and approved. I often thought that it might make a good site, except for one thing. We don't control that piece of property. And I can tell you that in my 20-plus years in the Parks Commission, we've approached the county more than once trying to see if we could get any property over in the Root River area to be deeded and titled over to the city of Franklin. It never happens. And you're going to try to deal with the county supervisors, which is almost as dysfunctional as what I witnessed here in the last couple meetings. I would say they're a little more. But you're going to get county supervisors aligned to do that? I don't think so. They all have their own personal agendas, which is why the county is screwed up. And then you have to get the county executive to agree. But that doesn't mean we can't get the county to agree. I just think that we're dealing with a time frame that doesn't allow it. We have parks in Franklin. I'm going to go back to Pleasant View. That was a logical site. But we had personal agendas, and we had not in my backyard, which we fought in the past. The site is there, it's flat, it's graded, there's infrastructure. There's no reason why it couldn't have been there. And I know there's traffic issues, which I don't believe. There could be ways to resolve that if there was a meeting of the minds to do it. We just were at Lion's Legend. I really didn't know much about disabled people and how loud noise and how hearing impaired, those types of things would affect disabled people. And disabled means there's a broad spectrum of things that can happen. I think it was a little loud. But I also have a coworker who has a child that's developmentally disabled in a wheelchair with some issues. And I asked her what kind of issues occur around the house if there's a sudden loud noise. And she said, it's a problem. I asked her about sirens in particular. She said, that is a problem. I'm not sure Lion's Legend is a good candidate as a result of that. That's up for you, independent thinkers, to come up with. I also offered, and I didn't just do this on my own, I talked to a few of my neighbors. Neighbors that would be impacted, people that would have this in their backyard. Because most people that border Franklin Woods are not going to be impacted by this. And Franklin Park is Franklin Woods is a special use park. It's a passive park. But I can't think of a better site that is almost ready to go. You'd have to do something with the driveway. There is a beautiful woods with a trail in there that's traffic bonded that has held up for quite a few years. I would highly endorse paving that for people that are disabled. There's a paved path around the wetlands, which is a very pretty and natural walkway. There's flat land. There's a shelter. Sewer is right out in the street, and water is at the corner of 35th and Gates. And I'm not going to be one of these not in my backyard guys, because I'm going to have to be watching. And I do like the deer and the coyotes and everything else that float around there, and I don't think this is going to have a serious impact. And I think we've kind of limited our options here if we're going to put it in a city park, unless we go back and revisit some other parks that just aren't going to fly. I hope you guys can get together and get this done tonight so that we can start moving ahead with this project. And I'm serious. It's very evident by citizens that come and watch the proceedings that there are some personal agendas going on here, and it's got to stop. Took an oath of office. Follow it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Potts. Anyone else wishing to speak? Please give us your name and address for the record.
My name is Robert Mahalski, and I live at 7213 South 49th Street. And I just wanted to say, I don't want to take up a lot of your time, but I just think that Pleasant View is the wrong place to put this facility. And that's my opinion. And I know you have other choices. And like the last gentleman said, I think that Franklin Woods is an excellent area, and it's very serene and it's very quiet. And that may be a much better site. And our concern is just the congestion in the area and traffic. We don't want to see down the line that streets get widened and things get rerouted and there's sidewalks and issues like that. So I thought I would pass that on, and that's about all I have to say. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Anyone else we shouldn't speak? Anyone else? Okay, seeing no one else, I'll close the citizen comment period. At your places, I left for you a copy of an email I received from Mr. Liberta that has some information relative to noise and the broad spectrum of autistic disability, and so I ask you all to read that and take that to heart. I'm going to move on now to item C1, Kayla's Crew, all accessible, all-inclusive playground development at Fleming Park site, including but not limited to a report of the meeting with Milwaukee County. Mr. City Attorney. Absolutely, use your
Mr. Mayor, with regard to the meeting with Milwaukee County representatives yesterday, the city engineer was there, the mayor was there, Orrin Sumwalt from the Department of City Development was there, and the short version of an hour and a half meeting, I thought it was a positive meeting. The primary proposed transfer, which is being considered, is by way of deed to the city with a reversion back to the county in the event the city would stop using the property for public park purposes. It would include the entirety of what you see as Fleming Park right now. And frankly, it would be the discussion involved an exchange of positives on each side. Obviously, when a government owns a park, has to maintain the park, and there's costs involved and work involved, et cetera, the county would no longer have that obligation. The benefit to the city would be the acquisition of further parklands. The city would be responsible, obviously, for all costs of maintenance and providing improvements, just like any other property owner. The information from county supervisors and staff was that based upon further review, and it was everybody there thought it was a good idea, and that included the parks director, the landscape architect for parks, Jim Keegan from parks, as well as Supervisor Borkowski and Supervisor Taylor, and all the comments were positive, and their advice and information was based upon further county staff and committees type reviews, that an answer in overall as to can do or no can do should be available by on or about April 15th. That's not contemplating a final county board action, but with regard to committees, et cetera, that's what county offered. That would involve currently exchanging all the legal paperwork, et cetera, with all the details on it. But the bottom line would be, in one way, shape, or form, would be city property. And there was discussion about a long-term lease, et cetera. But in the real world, what it would amount to, it would be a city park. We also discussed the changing of the name if it became a city park, et cetera, et cetera. And it was all positive. Everybody there thought it could work. It was a positive meeting.
Questions? Alderwoman Mayer, and then Alderwoman Evans.
I just want to clarify, you're saying that it was the whole entire Fleming Park property that would be deeded?
Pull up the Fleming Park and take a look at it, yes. Not all the way up to Butte's Road, all that vacant area. It's a possibility that's currently under remaining federal regulations until 2017 because there were federal funding involved in that.
Green line on the top.
Yep.
Green line on the bottom, below the baseball fields, and the edge of the picture on the left.
It would include the baseball fields, the existing pavilion, as well as the existing playground area that's been developed and parking lot, et cetera, et cetera.
Would that have to happen before any work can be done on it? So it would be a city park before anything is done?
it's an intermix. It's very close, and we discussed countering and timing the city engineer based upon the extent of the county's answers, and if it is positive in roughly 2 weeks, would be prepared to bid out the improvement plans work by May 1.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Alderman Evans.
Talking about improvement plans, can you give us any information regarding sewer and water?
Mr. City Engineer.
I've got a full presentation. You want me to answer it now, or can I wait?
Good question. So let's wait on that full presentation. Is that it, John?
Mm-hmm.
Alderwoman Dandria. Alderman Dandria, sorry. It's the hair. You know.
So in a full, in, if they're going to deed it to us, are they deeding it to us for, I mean, with, we don't have to pay them anything? There's no quid pro quo here or anything like that?
Well, I see the mayor body languaging a question, but the discussion involved just a land transfer.
Okay.
Not some price tag on it. And as I said, you know, it's a balancing the bet. There are benefits to Milwaukee County. They no longer have the obligation to take care of it, et cetera, et cetera. Plus, I did make the point that with regard to this particular use, this unique and needed and necessary use from a Milwaukee County perspective, Milwaukee County does not have the money. The city has what counties aren't able to have, impact fee funding for this. And in conjunction with all the work done by Kayla's crew in terms of fundraising and stuff, this can happen. And it can happen in an area that serves the region, not just the city of Franklin. So that's a further benefit to the county because county parks are countywide, and this would be a regional use. It's another reason to affect the transfer to make it work.
Okay, thanks.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Was the area that was in the design, do you have that? The area that include the baseball fields, and since we're not building the playground and the baseball fields, was that area what they suggested to us, or how did we determine? Because I was thinking we were just going to get an area where the playground would go and maybe the pavilion and that. I'm just curious. And was that their suggestion, or was that?
I would characterize it as a mutual topic of conversation, saying I don't know that either one of us wants to get into the discussion about who didn't cut what parcel of land and those access issues and that kind of thing. You know, hey, you're parking on our parking lot. And it was just a more convenient way to transfer it, all or nothing.
It was brought up a few weeks ago when I met with Kevin that he was going to include the baseball as far as his idea. But as we discussed the other day, we have parking. So it seems kind of silly for us to have the parking lot, but yet everyone would visit their ball fields, and we talked about maintenance, you know, who mows what, and it made sense. This is actually not a CSM, so we would actually have to carve that out, but this is actually from their map that they had that drawn.
Okay.
Anyone else? All right, Mr. City Engineer, this relates to specifically the Fremming Park site. Are you going to relate just to Fremming Park, or are we moving to the next item?
This is for the next item.
What do you think? Any other conversation relative to the meeting with the county? Now, I will recap similarly that the Supervisor Borkowski, whose district this is in, is working towards the end of making this happen. I know Supervisor Borkowski is a man of his word, impeccable integrity. He committed to us that he will have an answer to us no later than April 15th as to whether he and Supervisor Taylor and Supervisor Staskunas thought that this could happen in a reasonable amount of time. So that's his commitment to us. We in turn made a commitment to them that if this council chose to do an alternate site, we would let them know as quickly as possible. That, and I think it's safe to say they were good with that too. They just want to see this work. Fair enough? Okay. Alderman Wilhelm.
We also did receive just recently, I checked my email between the fire station and here, and their email came in from another county supervisor in support. Peggy Roma West sent another letter of support saying that she was on board with it as well. So it seems like we're working in the right direction. And since how everyone of the council members all agree that this is a great project, it's just a matter of site selection. I can't believe that there would be really any objection in the county and about building this type of facility. And sounds like everyone, you know, says can't work, we can't work together. Here's a perfect opportunity to work together. And it may open up other possibilities for us as well.
Mr. City Attorney.
Only that with regard to the site, one, a map was circulated. I don't know if the city engineer has it on his presentation here, but I don't think it was the one that was in front of the common council where the site area was essentially touching the parking lot. An alternate site that might be available is to put the playground right next to where that current small playground is, which might be much more viable.
A couple of statements from me. First off, it's important that the common council knows that city staff, myself, Kayla's crew folks, have been working on parallel paths for four different sites. Because frankly, I've said it a million times, I'm going to continue to say it, timing is an issue. So with staff's assistance, the planning department, Paul Ratzenberg, Mark, Jesse's been going 24 hours a day on this. I can't imagine the time Shelley's put into it, because I know the time I'm putting into it. Parallel paths. Fremming, Pleasant View, Legend, Franklin Woods. Now, Franklin Woods is a new proposal for you folks. I urge you not to dismiss it. It puts control squarely in the city's hands, and it lets us move forward tomorrow. So that's enough of that commercial. I will tell you that I felt the meeting was very productive. We also discussed very briefly dog parks and tennis courts. So we moved forward. And again, the commitment is to hear no later than April 15th if the county can do the project in a suitable period of time to meet Kayla's crew's needs. Alderman Mayor.
One question. Now, it's my understanding that nothing can happen until the impact fee study is completed, correct?
No.
It's not correct.
Well, we're working on parallel paths. Mm-hmm. There are things that need to be done up to the time when we start turning dirt.
Okay.
You can't turn dirt until you got a site plan. You can't do a site plan unless you have a site. So the clock starts the clock starts for construction when you pick a site. And right now.
So the impact fee study doesn't impact any site at all, time-wise?
It's 11 weeks. We're pretty certain of the results of that study.
Okay.
We need to spend an amount of money by June 30th.
A little earlier than that.
Okay. I mean, write the check.
But I'm just saying, we can't start moving dirt and things until we have that information back, or can we?
I don't see any reason why we couldn't, because we have $500,000 in the budget to do that.
Okay.
You saw the floor, Mr.
Okay, I would, based on tonight's demonstration, based on the sound levels, and actually in here it mentions that flashing lights are also an issue, which they are, and that was obvious out there tonight as well. Somebody mentioned putting up a freeway-style wall out there. That was never any intention. The intention was to see if there was any practical way of solving the sound
Alderman,
issue.
Alderman, pardon my interruption, but I think you're going to the next agenda item, so let me announce
that,
and
you
can keep going.
Are we on at number two?
I haven't announced it yet. So for the record, we're moving on to item C2, Kayla's crew, all-accessible, all-inclusive playground development, Lions Legend Park site, and Franklin Woods Park site reviews and information. Okay. Alderman Mayer.
Given that, I would like to move to take Legend Park off of the consideration list.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
Discussion of that motion. Seeing none, all those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Alderman Mayer is still on the floor.
I give up.
Alderman Willow.
Well, I'm kind of surprised we really didn't finish up number one and then we moved on to number two. So if we decide to discuss number one, we're not on the agenda item? Are we just going to bounce back and forth? Because the way these are set up on the agenda, you just jumped down to item two and we didn't even know if we were finished discussing item one yet. So is there no possibility of now discussing one since we left the agenda item before we realized we were doing that?
I'm okay. I did that out of courtesy to the alderman who is now discussing a different item. Certainly we can go back to item C1. We are back to item C1, Kayla's crew, all-accessible, all-inclusive playground, development at Fruming Park site, including but not limiting a report on the meeting of Milwaukee County. Does that help
okay.
you?
Sure. So,
you're still on the floor.
Okay. So I don't have any real preference on these sites. I thought the Fruming Park was a great park for, you know, the city as a whole, and it has a lot of great possibilities. And I think once we put money into the building, I believe it would be more of a building and structure than that is over at the other park. Because the other one's more like a picnic pavilion, isn't it?
That's all it is.
Okay, so. And then, of course, we have the benefit, I guess, if we end up with that area, we end up with a few ball diamonds, which we had lots of residents up at the microphone requesting those, so I guess that's a plus. But I guess I wouldn't want to completely eliminate the Franklin Woods option, so I wish that this agenda wasn't so tightly done that we can't really look at them simultaneously and weigh those out together, because every time you try to talk about one, you're off that agenda item, and then you want to talk about the other, you got to swap back and forth.
So. Mr. City Attorney.
The agenda was written from a draft of the minutes to mirror the motion that was adopted Monday night.
Okay. I believe.
That's what the council wanted per their motion.
Right, but the motion actually ran all the parks together, and this agenda item actually separates the three parks. So how would you suggest we're able to talk? If we want to talk about Fruming Park, which is agenda item number one, and we want to talk about Franklin Woods, which is agenda item number two. I'm just wondering, if you're okay with that, I'm fine with that. I just want to know. I don't want to do anything because it's typically once you move off an agenda item, you say we're not on that anymore. So,
well, hopefully we make decisions and move forward, but I understand your concern. I appreciate it. It's fine. Mr. Attorney.
I don't have any. There's three named parks on there. One's been removed. The council wants to talk about the other two and intertwine them together. I don't think it makes any difference.
Okay. I just want to clarify that. Thank you.
Alderman Mayer.
Would it be possible for us, you talked, we were moving in towards several parks at one time. Could we limit that to two parks, being Fruming and Franklin Woods?
Make me happy.
That's all that's on the agenda.
But that's all we can do anyway. So, yeah.
Right.
All right, let's move on to item C2 with the understanding that we are including Fruming Park in the discussion. And I'll re-announce it again, which is okay. Kayla's crew, all accessible, all inclusive. See, I got it right this time, Shelley. Playground development, Lions Legend Park site, and Franklin Woods site reviews and information. And I would ask that Ms. Runty join us. Mr. City Engineer.
Thank you. I'm going to start off with a little story. After our last regular, or after your last regular common council meeting, next morning, Jerry, I'm going to give him a little credit. He's not here tonight, but he came down to my office and he says, I want you to consider Franklin Woods. I says, Jerry, we can't do this. You saw what happened last night. We finally got to a few parks, and I says, you're one that Jerry and Ron actually threw this one out in the beginning because the site was already congested. And he says, yeah, but listening to all the comments about what was really important, you know, from the council and the public, he suggested that we relook at Franklin Woods. So the idea swelled, and obviously it was brought up at the last meeting, and that's why it's here. So it was one of the original 19 sites that we briefly considered and threw out right away, but after looking at it, I think it really does provide some nice features.
Excuse me, Glenn. Let me just add to that. I want everybody to understand, our staff is engaged in this project. They are on board. They want to do everything they can to make it happen. Jerry talked to Ron. Sandy talked to me. I had other people talk to me. Let's do Franklin Woods. Staff wants this to happen. I mean, I'm going to say this in a way that I think the council members have heard me before, but I really want my city attorney and city engineer back. I'd like to see us move this thing forward, but they are with it. They are on it. They want it to happen in the worst way.
Agreed.
Thanks.
Okay. So and just to remind, so we did talk about Framing Park. We're looking at that one. Pleasant View, we kept that one, but after the past few council meetings, this presentation does not include Pleasant View. Legend Park, again, we just eliminated that one, so it'll make the presentation a little quicker tonight. So again, please note, this is the same slide that I showed you before, but I do want to remind you that these are only sketches. There is more than one way to design a park, and we show at least one way to work. So once we actually settle on a park, we will get folks with input, and we can talk and tweak the details. So don't get lost in details if you think it should be skewed a little one way or another, or a few more parking spaces, or those kinds of issues. We can work all those issues out. So since they're not detailed designs, again, they're not detailed budgets, we will refine the budget when one site's selected. And then all the potential sites can meet a completion date of September build date. As the mayor indicated, we are actually running dual design on parallel paths for different sites. Once a site is selected, we will be able to drop the rest and keep running with the one that's selected. The other day, actually yesterday, I talked to Play by Design, the firm out of Ithaca, New York, helping Shelley, and from the beginning, this is their design. What we decided to do, I am giving them what I call a 180-foot by 100-foot rectangle. And then we know that the entrance will be roughly one-third of the way from an edge. And so I'm going to give them a site with a level perimeter all the way around the outside of this. They may jog the actual fence to come in a little bit here and there, but it will not exceed the 100-foot by 180-foot rectangle pad that I give them. They will put a little hump in the middle that will drain off in each direction. It will be fully ADA compliant with the slopes, but the idea is that they can continue working on what they need to work on. Once we have our site, I will have a 180-foot by 100-foot hole in our site plan for them to fill. And so regardless of the site, the same playground can go on that site.
Glenn, excuse me. Sure. You've got the entrance labeled at actually what is the bottom of this for a park. The entrance is actually on the top.
Well, we talked about that, and they can flip-flop this. So, again, it's one-third from the edge. They have what they call, but this is for the smaller folks. The 2 to 5-year-old side is the 60-foot wide section. And for the larger kids, it will go on this side. We did also learn from them that they do have some requirements, so we have to reorient this based on what some of the slides you'll see in the future. But the slides, for example, need to be pointed north or northeast. We can tilt it a little bit, but regardless of how we put it on the side, this is how it needs to be oriented.
Temperature.
What's that? Yeah, it's for the temperature of the slides. You don't want the southern exposure on the slides, and so kids can get burned. So I was just noticing earlier that we have all the designs flipped around, but when you look at the designs, just kind of imagine a big rectangle, and they are working now. They know what we're working with, and they are working to fill that. the actual inside of the fence. We're going to work on the outside of the fence. They'll work on the inside of the fence. So, again, this is Franklin Woods. In case you don't know, Putes Road is right here. 35th Street on the north side. So north is facing to your left.
You're kind of from Indiana. 35th is on the east side, or the top of the picture.
I said top, yeah. Did I say west?
You said north.
I was pointing to the north there. I said north is to Pierce Road. So there's roughly 36 parking spaces there now. We were out there Monday morning. It was sleeting, and I was amazed at how busy it was. There were folks there walking their dogs, but you could tell that they were there more for a social occasion. Not only were folks driving, but there were several folks, looks like from the neighborhood, that were walking over to the park. There's an extensive trail system, a very nice paved trail that goes around a retention pond that the city built some time ago to alleviate some storm drainage issues. It's grown up and actually turned into a pretty nice feature. There is a pavilion on site. There's no restroom facilities, but it's just a roof structure. And there is an existing playground that we would pick up and move. Again, you can see the rectangle, if you will. It needs to be flip-flopped. The trail system, we can reroute around it. We have a design where buses could come in. We have additional parking. The buses could leave. The nice thing about this site is there are neighbors, but the neighbors aren't right there next to it. As indicated earlier by the gentleman who spoke, I don't think it would be an issue for neighbors right next door like some of the other parks had issues with. It is off of a fairly major road, so even somebody like me who's only been here a few months, I think I could find it on a map, at least drive to it. But yet it is secluded. You drive back in there with the woods surrounding it. It's actually a very nice tranquil setting, which is pretty nice. There is a setting that we can put the playground structure, and with a little bit of additional space, we can possibly, if you want to put some either basketball or shuffleboard or some other kinds of amenities there for maybe some older folks. So that's what that site looks like. I want to show you Fleming Park. As was indicated, we went and talked to the. I'm sorry. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Franklin Woods?
Well, let me jump in here.
Sure.
Keeping in mind that and I read it every meeting, and it seems like we've got a lot of those, all accessible, all inclusive. Frankly, the one issue with this, and I'll just bring it up so everybody knows what it is there's nothing for other kids to do, older kids, more active kids. So with this plan, I will tell you, if you go with this, I'm going to ask the Parks Commission to go forward and find other activities that can be held in this park for older children so that they can enjoy the park as well as their younger siblings. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, there probably isn't like an active ball diamond in that, but there certainly are other things for other people and children to do. There's the track, so if there any of them are in cross-country or track, they can utilize that. There's a beautiful woodland with the ability to learn, botany and outdoor and nature and trees. So it does have those amenities. We just need to see the park for what it is. I have a question on the parking lot that's down on the south end there. Is that currently there?
No. The existing parking lot is trace it with my pointer. So the thought was we want to make sure we get buses in and out. We looked at this situation, and we also looked at a situation where you might come in and bus might do kind of a loop around and leave. But this allows us to get more parking in.
I know that it's very wet. Now, that's the future parking, the parking that says 36 plus?
No, this is existing parking.
That's existing?
Yes.
Okay, because you're not going to expand that one? That would...
Well, the thought was you'd have parking spaces down here. We could expand it, but we want to make sure we get buses in and out.
I just know it's really wet right off the end, and I didn't know which one was the existing one, which one's the future. Okay, thank you.
Now, one other point to this drawing. Sorry, colleagues, but I'm sitting in the middle chair. The position of the park I don't think Ms. Runthe's had an opportunity to take a look at it. The position of the playground, to me personally, I would like to see it move farther to the east up against the tree line as it transitions to the wetlands to give us more area for other activities. But that's only my opinion, and it's worth exactly what you paid for it.
We do have a 50-foot buffer against the wetlands, so okay. We have to look at the map and verify that. One other thing I should mention, there is a sanitary sewer line that runs right in here, so we, if we put a restroom facility, we have easy access to sewer. And water line is up at Crest and 35th. And actually, one thing we did look at doing for getting buses in and out, we looked at maybe improving this so we could actually get on Crest, but I think it'd be good just to keep everybody on Putes. So.
Shelley, let me do. It was Alderman Schmidt first, then Alderman Evans, then Ms. Runthe.
Yeah. I know it was a limited time frame.
Doug, please use your microphone. Your microphone.
No. I know it was a limited time frame in putting this together, but the cost estimates that came in from Ron, strictly a rough estimate, was $933,000. Is that pretty close to the ballpark figure then, or do you expect it could go up or go down? Or
I've got a slide later, but again, it's we use some basic assumptions, and until we get it designed, I really don't like giving you numbers. But I can show you a slide at the end that's comparative to the others. I don't recall the number. It was 900 something, I believe.
833. So. Alderman Evans.
I love this choice for the park. It's not my first choice. I still believe Pleasant View is a better choice, but I appreciate Chairman Pouts's comments about this park and that he does not mind it in his backyard. I use this park myself with my grandchildren, and I see a lot of children using this park currently. I see all ages using the trails, from adults, teenagers, and children, and it's a very nice park. I would welcome it in our district. I have also heard from other residents in my district who suggested this park before the first drawing was sent to us, before it was put in our emails. So I like this selection for a park. So.
Now, just for reference, if you see the word site down in the lower right, Mr. Pouts's house is, 75 feet due south. So you stand on the S and keep walking, that's his house. So there's only one closer neighbor. Somebody had their hands up. Alderwoman Mayor, and then Alderwoman Dandria.
Which item are we on?
I hope we're on Franklin Woods.
I hope so. The other good thing about this is Alderwoman Evans brought up traffic issues on 51st at various points, particularly when the work lets out in the industrial park being an issue in that area. This would eliminate that as well, that safety issue.
Alderman Dandria.
Hey, talking about traffic, and maybe Glenn, you can, Putes Road, doesn't it kind of narrow in here, and what are we going to, ultimately, with bringing, I don't know if it's going to be a lot of school buses already go up and down it to get into the neighborhoods, but now they've got to turn into this park area potentially. Are they going to be able to make that swing?
You know, we really haven't looked at that, but I don't see why you couldn't even have a pull-off even, A-cell, D-cell lane if that did look like a problem.
This, like all the rest of our selections, if the council says do it, we'll do it. We'll make it right. Anyone else? All right, Glenn. Michelle, let's run.
I just want to make a point that, first, Alderwoman Wilhelm had, mentioned that it's wet in some areas. Would this be an advantage for us to drain those areas, or is this something that a wetland we can't touch?
You didn't say, rewind the tape. You didn't say that.
Okay. And also, we would like to share this with certainly with our designers too, if a selection is made this evening, and get their input on how, you know, everything's going to work and that kind of thing. So,
of course, Alderwoman Mayer,
is there currently a playground on the site?
Yeah. There is in this area right here. There is a playground structure. Different opinions on how good of a condition it is, but it is probably something we can fix up and move.
Okay. If you take your grandkids there, what's the condition of that?
Alderwoman Evans.
I'd say the condition is good. It's a good condition, but as to the uses of it, it's a limited use.
In what way? What's there now? I guess, is it worth picking up and moving to another area on the site, or?
I think it's worth picking up and moving to another site, yes. I'm just saying limited, the scope of it, it's just very small.
A couple of swings and
no swings,
a slide.
No. There's a slide.
It's just very limited.
But it's really small. It's
like a tot, a little tot.
Okay.
You know, it's very limited.
All right. Alderman Maristel is for.
I don't have any more questions right now.
Okay.
Mr. Moore.
Ready for the next one?
I'm sorry. Thank you.
No, okay. You can't. Alderman Mayer.
I do have a question. One of the things I know that you started to like about some of the other parks is that there were other amenities and that kind of thing. So with a site like this, is that, you know, I mean, it's quiet. It's Caleb Playground, you know.
You know, we're all about inclusion. And when we were asked to step back away from the church and really, you know, remove the emotion and really look at what we had, it was a road into a playground. So we went back to our mission statement and we looked at, okay, this is an all-inclusive, all-accessible park for all abilities. We're not, and I heard a lot in the meeting on Monday, which was a little disturbing, was that we're building a playground for disabled children, and that's not what we're doing. We're building a playground for all abilities, and in meeting grandparents that, you know, can go to the park and walk on soft surface and not have to manage the wood chips, and they can spend time with their grandchildren. Young families that have a stroller that can come and really utilize the park. And, you know, I kind of envision my own family. You know, if John and Brooke and Kayla and I went to the park, you know, John and Brooke's a fast pitch softball pitcher, you know, and I can envision them over, you know, practicing pitching, and, you know, Kayla and I would be with our friends at the park. Or so, yes, it was. You know, when we step back and look at Pleasant View, everything was there. But we also want to be where we're wanted. The church wanted us. Our neighbors wanted us there. And that, to me, has a value like no other. So there's a lot of give and take. I've learned that, you know, if Franklin Woods is the spot that everyone thinks is the best for the city and the taxpayers of this community, okay. I still think Pleasant View is number one. But we would be happy and welcome open arms, because our life was surprised when Kayla came into it, and we made the most of it. And we made it what it was, with no hidden agendas and nothing attached.
I have one question. As far as Frumming Park, mm-hmm. If it was a city park and we didn't have this variable with the county, with all the accessible, all the other amenities that are there, to me that seems like a really decent park.
There's an accessible playground there, so we're putting two additional resources in the same spot. One could look at it that way.
It's an accessible park because of the
port
in
place.
Mm-hmm. But it's not for all abilities.
It's accessible, but it's not inclusive, right? Mm-hmm. But we are wide open. We're focused on our build date in September. That's the biggest thing right now is, you know, having people come out. And Franklin Woods is a beautiful spot, and we'd welcome them.
Okay, thank you.
Now, no one's asked me my opinion, nor have I offered my opinion of preferred site. I did say at Monday night's meeting that if this was 18 months ago, I wouldn't have had an issue at all with Fremming Park. But having thought about this for hours, my biggest issue with Fremming Park, and I'll just put it on the table so everybody can argue and do whatever, but if you're talking about an all-inclusive, all-accessible park that's all-inclusive, by definition, you're going to have crutches and wheelchairs. And although the I'm told that the slopes there are ADA compliant, from having a wheelchair-bound mother, I'm not doing that. No way in hell. So that's my issue with Fremming Park. Now, let's talk about Fremming Park for a second. Now, I'm told that we've been after county parkland for years. I would entertain continuing discussions with the county. Should you go to Franklin Woods, I would continue the discussions. Because there is some benefit to Fremming Park being a city park. There's cost that goes along with it that we have to pay attention to in terms of our levy. There's maintenance there. It's two big softball diamonds that need to be taken care of. I won't make the next statement. There's stuff there. But that is a nice park. We should have it. I think this is a better site for the playground. That's as close as you're going to get from me making preferences. Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, at the Wood site, there already is a playground there as well. We're just going to, instead of incorporate it in like we could at Fremming and have, you know, a park where maybe kids that are older and want to be more rambunctious and you know, could be there. The difference is we would have an additional smaller playground versus the work of removing one, which I'm sure we can use it somewhere else. It's actually pretty new. We did our park tour, and I was surprised how new the equipment still was. But I think that this site is, it's a nice site. It's a little tight. Fremming has more room, but and that doesn't bother me quite as much. I know that Pute's has some pretty steep, wet ditches on it, and if the traffic were to, you know, increase over the years, whatever, not just from this park, but just that road probably would have to be widened. We don't have that issue with 51st Street right now. We've already done the work on that. I'm not concerned about the grading at Fremming, because when you build the park, you're going to grade the site out. I mean, we would have had to do that at Pleasant View, plus rip up a brand new tennis court as well. And other issues with that, but I guess shouldn't we be looking sort of a little bit at cost, or is it build this at all costs because of the time frame? I'm just concerned we're painting ourselves into a box because we're worried about a time frame issue that might not even be a problem. And what is the huge significance of, even if it were to get delayed till spring, that would be unfortunate, but what would happen? Would the whole city fall apart because, you know, we missed a small deadline? I heard the other organizations stand up and say, yeah, they had setbacks in theirs. I'm certainly not advocating for pushing it off, but I just think, okay, let's go with the site. We're going to spend more money because we have this fear. We've got a really great assurance from Milwaukee County on that. I just look at the great partnering opportunities. But I think we should also look at the cost. If this park is going to be, you know, twice as much, I guess that's really worth for the fear that we might not make a deadline? Is that the decision of the council? Spend nearly twice the amount of money because of the fear of a deadline that we don't even know exists. So,
Alderwoman, you've mentioned twice now, twice the cost. We haven't shown you the cost yet. We'd be happy to, but I urge you not to make assumptions.
Well, I was making those assumptions based on future or previous costs that were given to me. I saw like $930,000 for Franklin Woods, and I saw figures in the budget area from that Paul put together for somewhere around $470,000. So I'm not completely uninformed about some of those.
Get the numbers.
I'm perfectly fine, and all I'm suggesting is that we have a time frame, and we have a cost issue, and we have a location issue. And I think that we need to consider that and balance that. That was my point on that.
Thank you. On the record, I agree. Alderman Mayer.
I like the site plan a little bit better than the last one, where it was just the round turnaround for the bus. This one makes it look much nicer, much more aesthetically pleasing. Glenn, in your opinion, if we choose this as our choice tonight, do you foresee the possibility of unstable soil or any reason why you could start the project and not be able to continue?
I
know you can't predict for sure.
I'm not aware of any soil conditions. I don't think there's any fill. The only earthwork that's been done has been to create the pond, and I'm not aware of any fill that's happened in this location.
So if we chose it, chances are pretty good we can move forward with it.
It's just as good of a risk as framing.
Okay, thanks.
So Alderman Dandre first, but I did see you.
This is more for Shelley. Shelley,
yes.
There's not a lot of other activity around this site. Okay, I know that you've mentioned before you'd like to have other activities around the site, but there aren't going to be any. Do you think that we're isolating it too much here? I mean, give me your honest opinion. That's what I want to know. I'm concerned because now there's not the other activities out there for other kids. So, I mean, all kids like to see other activities going on. So, you had mentioned baseball. We don't have baseball there. We don't have tennis courts available. So, I just want your honest opinion because I want to make the right decision here. I don't want to force you. I don't want to force you into a woods because, here, we'll give you this. No, I need your honest opinion, too, on here.
Well, we are wide open, hands wide open. Like I said before, we will be grateful with land that comes our way that we can build in September. And the school district of Franklin does a wonderful job at inclusion, teaching inclusion. And Franklin Woods, even though it doesn't have a lot of other amenities, what are our options?
Glenn, how much more space do we have back behind the site? I know this is there's some type of schematic here, so I can understand that. What, you got another 50 or 75 feet to the other edge?
Yeah,
The south.
Yeah, it looks to be about 50 or so feet.
And then what are your plans for that shelter? Is that where the shelter would go and we'd be putting bathrooms in that shelter?
Well, this schematic shows bathrooms, standalone bathrooms. We could also add it on to the end of this or beside it, come off like a T. Again, that's a design detail I'm sure we can work around.
Okay. Thanks, Glenn.
I'm going to take the opportunity. What you see there is an empty space and a community that surrounds it that welcomes the activity. We can put whatever will fit in there, to accomplish the all-inclusive. So let's not look at what's not there. Let's look at what can be there. Let's make this work.
Alderman Mayer.
Just to make his point, I think, is that there's only 75 feet to do some stuff in. So that's why I think he was asking that question. I like the site, too. I think, you know, I'm impressed with the trail system and the wooded area. I guess one of my concerns is as far as tonight, you know, if we're going to go in parallel, do parallel projects, I mean, we're not necessarily making a choice tonight. It kind of seems as though it's down to Fremming and Franklin Woods. These can go ahead, parallel trains going full speed.
We could. It'd be much easier if it were down to one, but yes.
Well, we're still not aware of better cost analysis.
That's true.
You know, so there's a lot of work that still needs to be done on both sites. I feel.
Okay.
It's like, I thought we were going to have better cost analysis.
Well, we haven't seen them yet, so.
I understand. So if that's been updated, that would be great. No. If it hasn't, then.
No, a week ago we said we'd have it ready for you at your next regular council meeting, which is still another 2 weeks away. And in the meantime, we've worked on this site, too, so.
Okay, so we're really not getting updated costs.
If you let me finish, I can explain to you how we process. So, I'll tell you about Fremming site. So, one thing we did as soon as you turned us loose on this site at your last regular meeting, we actually went out. We took a lot of topo sites, our topography shots, and so we're trying to create a better map of the sites. So we did this on a total of four sites now. We're in the process of taking the data and actually making real maps so we can do the real costs, you know, figure out how much dirt has to be moved, exactly where it can be located, exactly slopes. Until we get that done, I'm still throwing darts at the board until I have a real design that we can price out. So we started the topography survey last week. Today, for the county's direction, they actually want this flag, so you can go out there too. You can see that there are flags. I think there's about four or five flags along this north line and four or five flags along this western line. And obviously on the south side of the ball fields, there's a tree line, and then obviously the streets is the other line. So if you want to visually see how big this park is, you can actually go out there now, and that's actually flagged. Roughly 800 feet wide by 900 feet long. That's roughly 16 and a half acres. We will mention that although it's not a separate parcel, just FYI, the crop land that you see between here and Putes is actually in the CRP program. That's a federal program, and it doesn't come out until 2017, which if we wait till 2017, we can do whatever we want with it. In the meantime, if we want to take something out of the CRP program, we would have to go through a federal program. And I state that, even though we're not showing taking part of that, when I had our technician for Mike Budish look at it, he wanted to put the site along this area and here along contours. However, to do that, we'd have to go back and do some grading on the CRP program's land. So, again, it's possible, but it's a federal program we have to buy our way out of, and before September, that's probably not practical. So we are, and I'll show you on the next slide exactly how we plan to orient that. One thing we did talk to the county about was the ability to spill our soils across the property. So we're looking at making a parking lot over here that we can spill some of them, but if we cut into the hillside to make a nice flat level spot, we'll need places to get rid of our soil. They are providing that, so we'll have to figure that out also. That'll save us a lot of money. We don't have to truck away. Again, that affects the prices. We're still working out those kinds of details. The rentals reservations in 2016, we briefly talked about those the other day. And I think the decision was made is we'll let 2015 happen as it is. They can go ahead and rent the ball fields out. They already have folks that have reserved that. The shelter, they've taken reservations. We can do our work without affecting their ability to function at all, and we would in essence take over the real ownership and the maintenance in 2016, although we could go ahead and construct everything this summer and we could construct the playground this fall. One of the ideas we were looking at, we're talking about spilling soil down here on this edge down here. If we have to create new parking, one option would be to create parking up in this area that we've had kind of shown you before. But another option might be maybe we want to add the extra parking down in here to get folks closer to the ball fields that they would be. This is a softball field, so it shouldn't be the balls coming out, hitting the cars in this area, but that would get folks a lot closer to the areas that they need, provide the additional parking, leave the existing parking for the playground. The additional pavilion, again, we could just, for the time being, we could put the pavilion there and not do anything with it. There are restrooms there. The idea is we'd like to put a family bathroom there, but we could actually do that over the next school year if we wanted to, and then maybe another pavilion. So we could either add on to this one, put one right beside, or even put a pavilion up with the playground equipment that we are looking at. And then, as the mayor mentioned, we're looking at the county direction by April 15. We should know if they can get their votes in line. So this is the more of a schematic of what we're looking at. Laying it in, before when we showed this to you, we actually took the playground side and we chopped it up to really have a more square footage, although it wasn't a nice rectangle like the rest of the sites. So in this situation, again, to keep it consistent with the other sites, we would give a rectangle, and the orientation is okay with the designer. The thought is we would actually cut into the hillside, and then we would have steep slopes off the backside that would catch up to the existing slopes. The idea is that they would be steep slopes, but they wouldn't be so steep that we would have trouble with soil sloughing off. But yet, we wouldn't have to mow them because we would actually plant butterfly bushes and things around the outside. So in essence, you would walk in this area just outside the fence. You would actually see, you know, flowers and bushes and other things that would attract the butterflies. The idea is we would have a large patio, if you will, out the front side that you know, we could put a pavilion here or nothing else, at least benches such that you know you could sit and read the paper or whatever while your kids are inside playing. So future parking, this is one option for the parking. We could get across the ditch and put the parking on the other side of the ditch. And again, the other option would be to put it down by the ball diamonds. It was mentioned last meeting about a crosswalk. We're not sure exactly where that would go, but we can price that out. And so that's that site.
I just have a quick question. Sure. So the playground is going to be, it's going to stay there, the other playground?
Yeah, as this shows, that we would keep the existing playground as it is. So I think we can skip this site, Lions Legend. Want to also talk to you about some other things we're looking at to try to confirm some prices.
Could we go back to the site? The land area that you had discussed, would that include the tennis courts that are in the back, or does it cut off right at the end of the existing? Okay, so the tennis courts are
there. Yeah, tennis courts would be included.
Okay.
Here's the existing playground. Here's the pavilion, parking. Ball field. So basically on the south side of the ball field there's a tree line.
Well, the reason why I was asking about the tennis courts is because we've also had that request from citizens, and we have impact fees, so they look like they were in kind of rough shape, so that would be an area where we could maybe improve that a little bit. So I guess
that's true.
Another option. Okay, thank you.
Alderman Schmidt.
I don't know. I guess I'm lost here. I'm looking at Fleming Park. It seems that the space there provides a lot of options to do a lot of things. And that apparently it's because there's space there to incorporate everything and create some possibilities for different amenities.
There's a lot more space to do things. For putting the playground, it's a little more challenging because of the steep slopes. And as the mayor indicated, when you come off the parking lot, it goes downhill to the pavilion. So what we're looking to do is the contours run run this direction. And what we would do is we'd find a good contour, cut it back even, and then lay it up steep till we meet existing grades.
But it is doable.
It is doable. And we do have a dozer and other equipment at DPW that we can do a lot of the work ourselves if we're given time.
It's just silly to me that you put two accessible playgrounds next to one another when we can offer our community options. It's the only thing that sticks out for me.
Alderman Willow.
Well, I'm sure if we offered it back to the county, they would probably have another place to put it, and then we could maybe have more room for additional tennis courts. Not quite as close, obviously, but you can see where the edge of the one playground is existing. You could add on to the existing tennis courts or have a little bit more room there. So that's, I mean, if we're gonna remove the playground at the other one, there's no reason why we couldn't remove this playground as well. So if you're really objecting to having the other playground.
No, I just offering accessibility to our community, that's all. And having it, you know, two of them in one spot is just
so
redundant.
Sounds like maybe you prefer the Franklin Woods site.
I do. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Glenn, excuse me, before you move on, you'll all recall that Monday evening at 8:25, I sent you all an email asking for questions for each of the, I in error put, four sites. I did get some questions from one alderman and Alderman Mayer through circuitous routes, another one. And Ms. Ronti also asked some questions. Let me do those for the Fleming site real quick, just so they're on the record. Aldermanic question was, who's going to be responsible for the sewer line? It's going to be a city park. The city will do it. The city has to do it. If the city leases Fleming Park, what are the liabilities issues with the lease? That's an insurance question, but it's city. There was some question as to whether the county rules only provide for contracting with specific vendors. That doesn't apply because it would be a city park. That's that one. Alderman Mayer asked for sound pressure level readings, and we did that unscientifically. Who assumes responsibility for the liability for the insurance for the playground? City. Who takes the ultimate ownership of the playground? City. This is really easy, but I'm putting them in the record. There's a specific contractor's issue. Overall plan for the development of Fleming Park, who knows? It's not, you know, it's their park now. It'll be our park, and then we determine. Additional amenities, sure. Worry about establishing a preservation and maintenance fund, doesn't apply. Kayla's crew has offered to, their original plan was to have a maintenance and preservation fund, separate fund drive. If it's a city park, the city maintains it. And does anybody want to argue with me on that? I don't think so. Fleming Park, are there plans to have the trails paved prior to the build? Most of those trails are already paved. At least access to the Oak Leaf Trail is paved.
Just the condition.
Well, yeah, they're horrible.
They'd have to be re...
We can work on it. And then we just discussed the accessible playground. Does it stay or does it get relocated? So those were the questions I received after my request from 8:25 p.m. Monday night. I'm sorry. Alderman Willow.
There was a discussion about a key and who would hold the key with the county facility there with the seniors that walk. I don't know if that would be available. But on the other site, how would we envision doing that key access to the one particular piece of equipment that needs to have a key?
At what location are you speaking of?
Well, actually either. Both of them, but I, in my own mind, I was knowing that there is the county facility right down the trail where people could actually, you know, they could even park there. If you had buses, you could use that parking spot. You wouldn't necessarily have to have everyone park in the Fremming parking spot that's there. But I'm thinking that that place might be available for the key. Not that that's where we would do it or anything, but just that I know that that would be available. And the other site doesn't offer that, so I'm just wondering how that would be handled. Would we check it out? Well, we can't really check it out at City Hall because no one's here on the weekend. Library hours, so I don't know how that works. I don't know anything about the key issue.
MCFI, Milwaukee Center for Independence, has a very similar scenario where I was trained on a bike with a wheelchair in the front, and I received a key where I could go to a pod and access the bike where I could take Kayla for a bike ride on the trails. So it'll be an outreach program to, you know, MDA, United Cerebral Palsy, all these different areas that, you know,
so there is
people will get the key, like families will have a key.
So like, there is a place, an idea or a thought behind how that would
absolutely be. Like Leah's, like little Leah that was there on Monday night in the wheelchair, mm-hmm. her family would have a key that they would have access as long as we're trained on the swing.
We can do all kinds of things.
Well, our park and rec is wonderful. I would even train people. I'd be more than happy to do that.
It's valid. Yeah.
So, the one thing I like about Fremming is it has that wonderful access to the bike trail for families, like you said, it's another option. But
that's what's nice about Franklin Woods too, is it has that nice paved area.
Mm-hmm. Alderman Dandre.
Oh, we had mentioned that, and we talked about that a week ago. We talked about a lock box system of some kind, mm-hmm. Knox box system. So there are things that we can look at when we decide on going that route. So I think it can be addressed, along with. The families that do have disabilities, if they do have access keys and they're in the park, when there is a new person that would come to the park, then it's already activated. So when we get to that problem, that's probably one we can figure out.
That'd be a good problem.
That'll be easy.
Right. Mr. City Engineer.
Okay, another thing we've been working on is the restroom. Of course, there are different issues at different parks, but some of the local parks are actually using some of these. These are actually prefab concrete vaults, if you will. You order them custom. They have little modules, and they bring them out on the site. This is what some different sites look like. You know, some can be just as simple as just a couple restrooms, and others, they can have showers with them. This is some that they've actually turned into some nice pavilions. And keep in mind, these are concrete boxes, if you will, and they bring them in. What you do is when you get on their website, there's different kinds of plans. You start with the section, and then they come in different sections, and they have some center sections, and then you can piece them together with some various end sections, concessions, showers, whatever you'd like to put. They actually bring them out on a truck, and then you have a crane that lifts them out. It takes about an hour and a half, 2 hours to assemble a facility once they bring out to the site. So we're actually not only looking for that for Kayla's park, wherever this winds up to be, but we're actually looking to maybe purchase some for some of our other parks that can use some facilities. And the nice thing is we can actually pre-purchase these, go ahead and get them started making the concrete, put the fixtures inside, and have them ready to bring out when we are ready to construct, but we can start spending money before the dollars start going away in June. So.
Mayor.
I know earlier when Shelley and I had talked, the restrooms are very important to be more than just ADA compliant. It takes a lot more. Shelley, can you explain what's needed?
Yeah, Glenn and I had talked about having a family restroom that's open and. You had covered.
Yeah, here's actually what we've priced out, and I just got the price in this afternoon. So I talked to him the other day. I said we'd like the men's side to have at least two toilets, make sure one of them is ADA, obviously, the wheelchair can get around. There would be space in here for a baby-changing table. Actually, when you talk, he said, I think over here is where he was planning to put that. And then the women's side, we'd have two toilets. Actually, men's side, I asked for a urinal toilet, so I'm just noticing that different. But so the women's side would, again, have the two toilets and then a changing table for a baby. And then we would have family restrooms. And here's what he quoted me. I haven't gone back and forth with him yet to fine-tune this design, but we would have what I call more of an adult changing table. So it's a much larger table for a child who's much larger. But a family restroom, really just a one seat, if you will. But we could have one on both sides, and we also put a concession. So just to kind of give you an idea, the thought is we would have something like this with a concession with a roll-up window on one side, and that could open to, say, a covered picnic area. This alone, for all these units, without the, including transportation, having the crane install them, this is about $200,000 worth of concrete. So that's what we're looking at there. But they are very nice. You can get them with almost any sort of finish on the outside. We talked about putting heaters in them. So there's various designs we can go back and forth. And again, I'd like to fine-tune this design, but just to kind of give you an idea of what you can do for these. So
I would suggest that the standard 36-inch door is not appropriate.
Okay. Yeah, and we can, obviously, like I said, there's lots of issues to change here. I just got this late this afternoon, and I thought I'd put it on here for you.
So. Mr. Romas, do you recall what the pavilion at Legend Park is, cost?
It came in well over $300,000, about $350,000, but that included the extension of sewer water, rather extensive. Probably the building would be around $300,000.
Thank you. Alderman Mayor.
This was one of the things that Shelley and I talked about much earlier, and I just want to make sure that this part of it works with, I don't know if it's play by design or, you know, who does that kind of stuff, but it's Shelley would be very involved in that. I would appreciate it.
I've shared Port Washington, the breakout design with Glenn as well. So, and I'd be happy to even go up and take measurements and whatnot. And I've also shared the changing table to make sure that it will fit on a wall that is not too cramped with the sink and that kind of thing. So, it's very important.
We're going to be better than Port Washington.
Just have to be able to turn a wheelchair, that's all.
I have talked to our inspection group as what would be required. I wouldn't need an architect on board. So I think once I hopefully make a decision here tonight, we can talk about exactly what this may look like. We actually have to design a foundation for this to sit on. They come with a concrete floor, but they sit on a foundation. I assume the covered area. We'd want to put electrical outlets and some other things and lights and such. So I've actually talked with one of our consultants about maybe getting a quote, if you will, of professional services to do this site, but not only this site, but the other sites that planning is looking at. So I'll probably approach you at your next meeting and with a proposal for that. Here's the budget. Again, same fat numbers for comparisons only, not firm budget estimates. We talked about lots of different issues that we still have to work through and, you know, get quantities for asphalt and how much cutting and exactly what this restroom will look like. And so we have not firmed up these numbers. I just want to put that. So if it's low for one, it's low for all. If it's high for one, it's high for all. Looking at, we can ignore Legend Park now, but Fremming, Franklin Woods. There's some numbers on here, but I wasn't able to coordinate with Paul this afternoon and get those numbers exact. But the bottom line is that we do have park impact fees that we can make both of those happen. And I just noticed that there is no, oh, here it is. Franklin Woods, I have, right now it's roughly $810,000. Fremming Park gets a little less at $650,000. Differences are miscellaneous utility work. We have a Franklin Woods to, sewer's fairly close, but to get the water there, we have that one a little bit more. Parking, we'd have to add parking to Franklin Woods. We were going to not put parking to Fremming, but I think that was one of the request at the last meeting, so we need to add a number there for parking. So as I'm sitting here looking at this, we should have 120 to that number. So that, bottom line is they're roughly in the same ballpark. I still have some numbers for to reimburse Victory the Lamb for the additional engineering that they had to run through. Since we're not using their site, I do not have that number yet. Pavilion budget. Fremming, we only have $100,000, assuming we would just put a little exterior modification on and add a family restroom on what's there. But we could add a whole new facility. Franklin Woods, I'm just putting really just a couple restroom without the concessions or anything else. So again, that number could change. And over the next couple of weeks, I would like to firm up exactly what we'd like to see in each of these parks. The playground, that stays the same at 385. Relocate existing amenities. I have 10,000 for relocating the playground, but it won't be that much. And the total expenditures, again, by the time you add these, they're in the same ballpark. You were talking roughly the same dollar amounts. And park impact fees, we'll have to adjust those accordingly.
Before Alderman Mayor, Mr. Rotzenberg, what's the budget for this?
The 2015 budget has a $600,000 appropriation for the Kayla's crew. In addition, there's a $500,000 appropriation for general park development, which could be dedicated to this project for a total of $1.1 million.
Thank you. Alderman Mayor.
One of my concerns is that we're actually comparing apples to apples. So
sure.
Pavilions should be, you know, kind of the same.
At Fremming, you have an existing pavilion with restrooms. So
how many are there now?
Yeah, if you call those restrooms.
I guess you have
men's and women's restrooms, but they are not anywhere close to ADA compliance. So we would, my thought, we would just add one family restroom, or we could add a brand new pavilion on the side near to the playground.
I mean, the picture that you were showing, I mean, that was a lot of restrooms with concessions and
sure
seating. So, I mean, I guess in my mind, that's what you're going to have for your pavilion. So that's where that dollar figure, I will question that later. I just want to make sure that when you're saying you're going to spend $100,000 on the pavilion at Fremming, what are you getting for that compared to what you're spending? What are you getting at the other place?
I appreciate the question, but I can't emphasize enough that until we can sit down and talk about with the groups exactly what would you like to see at the site. Like I said, I just got the one quote this afternoon for $200,000. I haven't updated my spreadsheet yet. Would we want to see something like what you saw at one of these parks? Or do we want to see something smaller? Or do we not need a new picnic shelter at Fremming because we already have one? I don't know those answers until I talk to the steering group.
Go ahead. Or is that it?
I think that's it. So.
Council. Alderman Mayor.
I have questions regarding the impact fees.
Mr. Rosenberg, would you or Mark?
No, I just have some questions. So the impact fee, it's my understanding that the council approved to have an impact fee study done. So is there a contract signed yet with Rupert Milkey to get that done?
Rupert Milkey's executed it, and I haven't. The mayor and I just weren't able to meet up today to begin signing it, but work's already begun.
Okay, so when does the contract get signed?
I imagine tomorrow.
Wonderful. When is...
You'll do it now, huh? It's fine.
That would be good, too. Is that something, those consultant fees, is that something that could be paid with impact fees?
Yes, there is a separate fee that's collected that covers the administrative costs associated with maintaining themselves. So, in fact, all those costs are covered by the impact.
So the sooner we get the contract signed, the sooner Paul can write some impact fee checks?
That's out of a different section of the impact fee, so it's not actually spending park impact fees.
All right. I'm just trying to help Paul. I am trying really hard. So the impact fee study is a process. Once the contract is signed, what is that process then to get that done? There's a public notice.
Well, the entire process that will happen is staff begin.
Oh, I apologize.
I met yesterday with Rugert and Mielke and spent a couple hours with them making sure that everybody understood what needed to happen to move it forward and what information they would need. Then we spent a couple hours with staff today going through all of the nuances of what would need to be incorporated into an updated facility needs assessment and who still had to gather what information so that by early to middle of next week it could all be transmitted to Rupert Mielke. They will then prepare an actual document that is a study that updates various tables, identifies cost estimates, and then does the math and calculations necessary to estimate the maximum allowable impact fee underneath it, given the costs and factors that we've provided them. But it's really just an update of tables that they already have, so they believe they can meet our timelines. We'll then put a notice of a public hearing out. It has to be out 20 days in advance of when the report is prepared and available and sitting in the clerk's office for public inspection. And then you would have a public hearing with the ability to then adopt the ordinance that same evening. In the ordinance sets then the revised amount, if you even choose to change it, and then you publish the ordinance, and that following Thursday after it's published, the ordinance becomes effective.
So from tomorrow morning, when Rupert Mielke gets the signed contract, to the time that we can do the 20-day notice for the public hearing, how long is that?
Well, Mark's looking it up. They're already started, so whether I sign it, and I will, but whether I sign it tomorrow or the next day,
I prefer it to be tomorrow, though. Thank you.
Tonight, I'm not that way.
We've identified that the notice to the paper to publish the public hearing would occur April 15th, publication April 23rd. So that gives them until April 22nd to have the actual document completed, reviewed, everyone work out the details to make sure they didn't miss anything, and sitting in the clerk's office ready for publication on the 23rd.
Okay, so it's only really just a couple of weeks to get the actual impact fee study done. Then it's 20 days of waiting.
The 20 days of waiting gets you to May 13th. On May 19th is your next regular common council meeting where you could have a public hearing adoption of the ordinance, which they then turn around to the paper usually later that same week, which gets published the following Thursday, May 28th.
Okay. So where's the 3 month, the 11 week process that we were, is that 11 weeks?
That's 11 weeks.
Okay. So
that's 11 weeks from the March 17th date where we first brought it to you and said, can we work with Rupert?
Not from the actual signature of the contract
or
anything?
No.
Because they got working on it right away?
Yes, we've been working on it.
Okay. So when can Paul start writing checks instead of sending the money back to actually start spending money on park projects and that kind of thing? What is that?
You've really got a couple of things there. Once you pick a site, as soon as we have contracts in place, then expenditures can be made.
Before May 19th?
If you have to have a contract in place to have an expenditure to occur.
Right.
So if you've got you can put out bid documents that identify that part of the bid proposal that all vendors are aware of is that there's advance payment aspects, that maybe we're paying portion of it up front. That helps reduce your overall cost because they know they're not necessarily funding the money. And you can do various financial tools that then secure that money so that you're not at risk of losing any of that advance payment. So in this project, it really depends upon how quickly the actual bidding process occurs for the bulk of your costs. Now, there may be some other costs that we can do a little quicker. For example, if...
Swings and slide.
Yeah, swings and slide. You can maybe purchase some equipment up front. And if we're purchasing it directly, it is a commodity purchase that the city can make that payment and the impact fee portions could apply to it. Similarly, some of the staff work can be allocated to the cost of the project. It increases your costs if you're using staff time, but it is allowable costs. And then reimbursement for those allowable costs would come back to the city. So I think in many of the estimates that the city engineers put together to this point, he's been looking at external costs and said, well, Jerry's guys can do this, Jerry's guys can do that. Realistically, those are costs of the project that accounting and finance will want to attribute to the final cost of the project. But those are ones for which we can apply against and get impact fees.
Okay, and the mayor will require that accounting.
The second thing is that you received a report from me last July 14th that identified some steps we were initiating to begin making sure we were going to meet the deadlines necessary to have the funds expended. Much of that was put on hold once we knew we had Kayla's crew moving forward and this park moving forward, because the Common Council had indicated the process that would happen. So all of the other steps sort of put on hold. Since that meeting where it looked like there was a potential that this wouldn't happen, staff's had two meetings now where we've gone through and spent a few hours brainstorming all the kinds of things that are also either in the budget or could be budgeted and made to happen in short order to have appropriate parks-related expenditures occur. We're looking to have that compiled and have at your first meeting in April, because there are other things that we can be doing. This isn't the only option we have. So staff's been working on that at the same time. As soon as it looked like there was a potential, this might not happen by the necessary timelines, staff's been working on. So you'll have that at your next meeting.
Okay. Thank you.
Alderwoman Evans.
Well, I believe both of these park sites, Fruming and Franklin Woods, have pros, and they both have cons. I don't believe they're both the perfect site for Kayla's Park, but I would like to make a motion to direct staff to proceed with the development of Kayla's Park at Franklin Woods site.
Second to that?
Second.
My only question is, and I hate to start the controversy, but what does that mean to the county? Alderwoman Mayor.
Well, I don't know if there was ever a motion to really have Franklin Woods really on. So I'm assuming that we're going with both. Is that your motion, Alderwoman Evans?
No, that's not my motion.
Alderman Schmidt.
I'm lost here, because originally we had, when I made the motion last week for to move forward on Fremming Park. I thought that was what we were still doing. Now all of a sudden this one is going to override it, and even though Fremming Park was what we were going to move forward on, and now we're pretending that it didn't happen, and there's a new motion out at Franklin Woods is the one and only. I thought that originally the motion was to move forward Fremming Park, and we were going to have an alternative if we could not negotiate a settlement with Milwaukee County. I thought that was the biggest hindrance. And I felt, based on the meeting yesterday, it was very fruitful. Milwaukee County was looking forward, and especially with the letter we received today from the supervisor, Peggy West, where she stated, please know that if the city of Franklin decides to move forward with this option, Milwaukee County is committed to completing this project within Kalo's crew's designated time frame. I thought that was a pretty good assurance that they were willing to work with us.
Alderman Schmidt, I have no doubt they're willing to work with those sat across the table from them. They are willing to work with us.
Okay.
But I go back to my statement that I've always made. There's a time frame here.
Yes.
And even the county supervisors admit there's an unknown. And it has nothing to do with politics. It has to do always with the process. So, you know, you're the board of directors. The motion was, Madam Clerk.
At the special council meeting on the 23rd of March, after the, I'm not going to do it all again, but after the veto was overridden, the last motion was made by Alderman Wilhelm to move forward with the meeting between the mayor and Milwaukee County on Wednesday and return for a special meeting on Thursday with an update and review the Legend Park site and the Franklin Woods site. Seconded by Alderman Mayer, and everybody voted aye.
And I do want to reiterate, we did have a very, and the city attorney and the city engineer will, I believe, back me up. But we did talk about, at the meeting, I said, you know, we're going to have another meeting Thursday night, and we've added another park, and I can't tell you what the Common Council is doing. This might even be verbatim. I can't tell you what the Common Council is going to do, but if they choose a different park, I certainly would hope that we could continue to work together. And you'd understand, and I would let you know as quickly as possible that we've made another decision. And to a man, they all said, that's great. So I just want you to relieve your consciences that we're, and by the way, I didn't see a copy of that letter from Supervisor West. Wonder why that is.
No, it came late.
Anyway, Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I just saw it when I was walking over from the parking lot to here, so
regardless,
I don't know what time it came in, so I just didn't want you to think you were left off because I'm pretty sure you were on it. Well, I guess I'm concerned about the cost. We're moving ahead with either site, again, without knowing a cost. If we're all okay with putting it in at a site at all costs without having the details, it sounds like that's where this motion would take us. I feel the other site has much better accessibility as a destination area. It also helps bring more people to, you know, the area where it might be closer to up 51st Street. There was this big concern previously that we needed to be by Greendale, and the other site is much closer to Greendale. It has additional park benefits for the residents of Franklin. And I feel like this is a great project, but I also feel like we have other Franklin residents and we have other needs that the other park better fulfills. And there's no doubt in my mind we can make the projects work. I guess I have a little bit of concern that we're making it based on a time frame, based on that, rather than what's best for the entire community. But I'm not up here to, you know, fight or argue about a site. I'm just pointing out the facts that the other site for community benefit overall, and from the cost, look like Furman Park is the better site for that, plus accessibility. So those things would have me weigh more towards the other. And I understand the site has trees, but trees can be planted. I think that the site is, at Furman Park, people look at it and they don't really see what it could be, because it needs work. And granted, the building is kind of run down, but if you just could envision that a little bit, that we could really make this a wonderful destination in the center of our city rather than on a neighborhood road, this is the wonderful site for the city of Franklin in the future. And if we're going to own it, and it's near the high school, and it just offers so much more at a better price. But I'm not the only one making a decision up here. And I think Shelley prefers the other site. So we have to weigh all of those issues. And from all the information that I got from the meeting and the county supervisors, I have no doubt that they will work very hard to make this happen by our deadline. I have faith that that will happen, because they pretty much said that in their letter. So I can't believe that there would be someone who would vote against this project, because none of us want to vote against the project. We're just having a hard time with the site location. So it's a tough vote for me on that when I try to consider the other benefits to the community. Thank you.
Okay, talking about numbers again. Budget is $600,000. The estimate, and I say that loudly, estimate was $810,000 for Franklin Woods. So that leaves a net difference after the base donation of $200,000 of $610,000. You had your turn.
Not equal pavilions.
Now, I want this project to be a Franklin project in Franklin, under Franklin control. If that $10,000 is an issue between Shelley and I, I'll raise it. If I can't raise it, I'll pay it. Vote for Franklin Woods. Let's move on. On the record. Come on. Enough of this. Alderman Mayer.
We're at a point now, to me, where both of these parks make complete and total sense. There's positives on both of them. I don't quite frankly see any negatives on either one of them. So right now, for moving forward after everything we've been through, my vote tonight is going to go for what Shelley wants, and that's Franklin Woods.
Alderman Mayer.
I just can't believe we're voting on one park right now. I guess I thought we were going to be comparing the two and actually getting real costs, because I really thought we were going to come here and have real costs assigned to this. I mean, he's saying it's not real. The budget's not real. So I guess I would just prefer to make a decision based on more than what we have right now. That's just what I came into this meeting thinking.
Okay. I apologize that we haven't had the time to generate real quotations. Any other discussion? Motion on the table to do Franklin Woods. Let's do a roll call. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
I have to abstain. I don't have enough information to make that vote.
Alderwoman
Wilhelm.
Evans.
Aye. Alderman Schmidt.
I abstain. I'm not satisfied either way.
have the information either. So I abstain.
God.
In that case, the vote is 3. I wasn't going to announce the total.
I have a question, Your Honor, about a majority being present and voting when 3 of the members abstain.
I knew you had that question.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Is there any way we could take a 10-minute recess and have some figures a little bit more fleshed out?
What figures would you like more fleshed out?
Show the comparison of equal pavilions and just maybe try to detail them just a little bit more. That would be helpful. And
Mr. City Engineer.
Because I guess, Mayor, I think that we've spent, as you know, way more of our time on this than we need to. And I understand that.
If you only knew.
Are you interjecting when I'm trying to speak, or can you just hold your comments till I'm done speaking?
You have the floor.
I realize that, but I'm not sure you do.
I have a level of frustration. I apologize for that.
So I was just making that suggestion because I'm not really interested in more special meetings. I just want to move forward. But I feel I have an obligation to have some a little bit better fleshed out numbers. I am asking for a recess for 10 minutes. Let the engineer look at those, give the cost as far as the same type of pavilion, because I don't think the pavilion that was shown at Franklin Woods would have been adequate. And so I'd like to see the more complete facility that would, when it was done, would match what's at Framing Park. The water line costs, because I'm not sure where the water and the sewer are at either one of those. So is that something, I mean, typically when you ask for a recess, it's override, so I...
Well, we're in the middle of a vote, though, unfortunately.
I know. I'm realizing that, but I just thought maybe it would help us get off of where we're at if we had some better figures.
There's some better figures, but Mr. City Attorney is still reading.
Well, I wish I would have brought my laptop because I'm recalling the case circa around 1920. I think it's Tyrell Verdict, and I think that was...
I remember that one.
Possibly upon an appointment for a city attorney.
Jesse, do you just need web access? I can get you a computer. Just take a second.
Well, unfortunately, procedurally, we're in the middle of a vote, so I can't say, let's take a 10-minute recess.
Can you look it up on here?
Mayor?
Alderman Wilhelm.
Shelley, which one do you want? You got two of them up here. Which one do you want?
I think you already answered that question.
Franklin Woods, all the benefits aside on the other park, is it, I just want to know, is it timing, or is it the fear of timing, or is it you really like the other site?
I appreciate you asking the question, but it's out of order because we're in the middle of a vote.
But it would be really helpful.
I would consider
possibly changing my vote with some additional information.
Alderwoman, I totally understand. And it's to my advantage to let it happen, but it's out of order. The record reflected Alderwoman Mayer has left her seat. Record also, Alderwoman Wilhelm has left her seat. They're both abstentions, so it doesn't really matter.
Can we do that?
Mark, are you going to give
here?
I was opening the.
So for the record, we have lost quorum for this meeting.
No, we have quorum.
We've got another abstention sitting there. We've lost quorum. Somebody get a password to westlaw.com? Here. I'm not guiding this because I'll get accused of things.
It's not my target.
So how did we get to $1 million all of a sudden?
I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, I said we should make an announcement on the upside to the manager's one.
I don't know. It's a score. Do you have I need the score. You know, I'm just saying.
72.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Badgers, Wisconsin Badgers, have won the football game, 97-93.
You were going to make it through.
112-42.
7949 West Imperial Drive.
The party is at 7949 West Imperial Drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need it.
Dying. By the way, that's on the permanent record.
I'm good.
By the way, we still have a lost quorum. You're out of the room, huh? We have no quorum. We decided nothing. We have no quorum. Now we have a quorum. But three abstentions, so that's a loss of quorum, too, isn't it?
Glenn's raising his hand.
We don't have a meeting if we don't have a quorum.
Well, here's the issue, and I don't have access to the case law. It's a story, but Section 19-7 sub D of the Municipal Code addresses the effect of extensions, and there's two categories. One, where the abstention is upon a vote, which is under a requirement of what's commonly called a supermajority. In other words, it's a two-thirds of the entire council vote. There's another category, separate category, where the abstention is upon a vote which is not subject to a supermajority requirement. General rule being, there's no supermajority requirement. The majority of a quorum present and voting is sufficient. Quorum is four aldermen, so a majority of four aldermen is three. With regard to this particular situation, quoting the code, when a board member abstains upon any matter, such abstention shall not diminish the number required to take action where the requirement is for a concurrence of a majority or other specified proportion of all the members of the Common Council. That's the supermajority requirement, and this local ordinance was patterned on a model ordinance produced by the League of Wisconsin Municipalities a number of years ago. However, where the voting requirement is for the concurrence of a specified proportion of the Common Council, or other phrase indicating its membership at the time action is taken, the required number shall be reduced by such abstention. In all cases, an abstention being treated neither as an affirmative nor a negative vote. So I'm going to engage in construction of those last two phrases. One side of the argument would be an abstention is a non-vote, but in a non-supermajority case, the abstention does reduce the number required. So if there are six aldermen here and it's a majority of a quorum, four is a majority, you need four votes. But if two abstain, that number of four votes is reduced. And the last phrase stating an abstention being treated as neither an affirmative nor a negative vote. So it's not saying it's in favor, it's not saying it's against, but it refers to the action of abstaining as a vote, being treated neither affirmative or negative, but it does use the word vote. So in that interpretation, I am going to state that quorum is present. There are six alderpersons here. Majority of a quorum, a majority of those present this evening would be four. It's not a supermajority requirement vote, so six minus three is three. Quorum is still present, and three, the number of four, a majority, is reduced by the number of abstentions. So three abstentions prevails and the motion passes. Or three in favor. Succeeds and the motion passes.
The motion is three ayes, no noes, three abstentions. The motion passes. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So motion to adjourn. And second.
There's got to be discussion. No?
Yeah.
I know. All those in favor?
Yeah, we did.
I withdraw my second.
There was some discussion. What are we going to do with Framing Park now? What about the continued discussions with the county and them giving up, possibly giving it to us?
With your permission, I'll continue that conversation, but not with Kayla's crew.
Okay.
Right, that was my understanding.
All right, so we all understand, even though no motion has been taken, and we're not having this conversation, okay? Because it's not an agenda. So, okay, so Alderman, you withdrew your second to the to adjournment.
I will re-second if we got that bit of business not taken care of because it's not on the agenda, but I think we can move forward.
We'll bring it back.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
We have nothing else on the agenda, folks.
Mr. City Attorney.
Only that when I get back to the office tonight, I will do the case law research on this. And counsel will be advised in case I find something contrary to this interpretation.
Mayor, also my hand's been on.
There's a motion.
It didn't get seconded, it failed.
Yeah, I can second it. Suzanne seconded it.
Oh, to adjourn?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but it's
all
time
for
favor, discussion.
Signify
so
by saying, there is no discussion on the motion to adjourn. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. We're adjourned.
Yeah.